Brian, thanks so much for taking time out of what I'm sure is a busy schedule to talk to us.
Well, thanks. It's a real pleasure.
We appreciate it. Hey, so we have some questions here. We'd like to talk to you about a new kind of Christian. We recently published the audiobook version.
I know that because I took a long drive last week and listened to it, and boy, I forgot about so much of the book, so I actually enjoyed listening to it.
Oh, great. Awesome.
And I was so impressed with the quality of the production, and I was really impressed with the accents that the reader pulled. Everything about it I thought was just great.
Wonderful. Well, thanks for that endorsement. We appreciate it. Hey, so your background is in writing, not theology. Does it surprise you to be writing books about theology?
Well, yeah. I began as a college English teacher, so I actually didn't plan to be a writer. I loved literature and wanted to teach literature, although I did teach writing years ago. And then I left university work when I had been part of a group that started a church. Again, I didn't plan to be in full-time ministry, but the church grew and developed, and eventually it was clear that I needed to leave teaching and start working in the church. And when I look back, I couldn't be more grateful that I had that kind of a background, first in secular higher education, that sensitized me to a lot of the intellectual struggles and issues of the day, and then 24 years in pastoral ministry. And so all of that kind of came together, and I'm sure both helped me for my writing.
Absolutely. So what is it? I know several people who are reading this book right now. What is it that has people still talking about the book and still reading it?
Well, yeah, it is kind of surprising. It originally came out in 2001, and most books have peaked by now. But this has just had a kind of steady, in fact, I think some growth even in the last year. So I think, if there was a criticism that people had of the book when it came out in 2001, people thought it might be a little bit too radical and a little bit too far ahead of its time, so to speak. Well, I think what that means is a book like that only attracts kind of somewhat progressive thinkers in the beginning. And then I think as time goes on, a lot more people can jump on board and handle it and are ready for it. And not only ready for it, they need it.
Mm-hmm.
I think about that with C.S. Lewis. You know, he was not a famous Christian writer, especially in evangelical circles during his lifetime, and even for quite a while after he passed away. I don't think people could handle the kinds of things he wrote for a couple decades after he had died. And